Over Overboard. Thank you for listening.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We are on the air. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg. Here on CKUW 95.9 FM, I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you for the next 2 hours till 5 o'clock. Ah, yes. Another edition of Radio Free Winnipeg. Lots of local music spanning various genres. Weather report. Events listings. And, of course, the recipe of the week. Ah, yes, the recipe of the week. All coming up on this episode, as we always get to every episode here on Radio Free Winnipeg. And, yeah, hope you're doing well. Summer has really struck today. And, yeah, it really came in. All of a sudden, it's we went from, like, almost milder spring weather to just blazing hot. And I hope you're enjoying some of your summer and maybe getting some of those vacation days in, relaxing. I just came last weekend. I was for a bit of a long weekend out at in the White Shell, camping with family, friends, and well-wishers alike. And it was a wonderful time. One of the great things, and I think that's maybe slightly, slightly underrated or not talked about in terms of Manitoba, is that, you know, yes, the bottom quarter of the province is, I suppose, prairie. But then, you know, you drive an hour and a half, 2 hours in almost every direction, and you'll suddenly find yourself in just beautiful, beautiful wilderness. Even more so if you go to, let's say, span that to maybe about 3 hours, and boom, there you are. And it's not really the prairies anymore, is it? You know, being in the White Shell, part of the Canadian Shield there, the start of it. Just beautiful, beautiful country. So we're very lucky in that regard. And I hope everyone gets a chance to maybe enjoy that a little bit this summer. And we still got, you know, several months of it at the very least. Sometimes summer does stretch into September. So let's hope for that. To start us off today, we're going to get to some more local yokels. This first shorter set will be brought to you by The Secret Beach and Holy Void. I've played a little bit of The Secret Beach. Of course, Micah Ehrenberg is main singer-songwriter behind that project. And then Holy Void, Fear in Your Mind. Oh, sorry, Secret Beach, Sunspill, and Holy Void, Fear in Your Mind. Here it is, some great local tracks here from the Secret Beach and Holy Void, right now on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Do it. that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy, yeah.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm DJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 5 in the PM. You just heard from Holy Void, Fear in Your Mind, and started all off from The Secret Beach, Sunspill. Two great local bands. I've not seen Secret Beach live, although I have seen Holy Void on a number of occasions. So if you ever get a chance, go check them out. And hopefully one of these days, I'll be able to catch the Secret Beach live. Moving along, we're going to get into another kind of longer music break, and then we'll get to the weather and then the events listings for this upcoming week. So let's get right to it, to a next little musical break here, a little longer this time. We got three tracks here. One from the band Warming, Talking for the Birds, Idle Idle by Fold Paper, and Dollywood by Tired Cossack. Another set of locals for you here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's always colder in the morning.
what if? Stuck here, drinking myself to an early grave, getting gray. I gotta get up.
Macho Man Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top.
You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM, where the cream rises to the top. You just heard a trio of tracks there from Tired Cossack, Dollywood, Fold Paper, song Idle Idle, and Warming, Talking for the Birds. Another set of local yokels. Yeah, a lot of great music happening here in Winnipeg, as always. And we're going to get to the events listing on the other side of the musical, next musical break. But first, let's get to some weather, shall we? Yes, the weather, always a major topic of conversation amongst Winnipeggers. And always a major topic here on the show as I give regular weather reports. Let's check it out, shall we? As observed at the Winnipeg International Airport, 28 degrees, mostly cloudy, wind west 10 kilometers, humidex is 32. Today, 28, we're looking at a high of 28, so we've already reached the high. 30% chance of showers today and through the evening with a low of 17. And then from Wednesday all the way into Sunday, highs of 30 basically every day. Wednesday, 30. Thursday, 31. Friday, 33. Saturday, 31. And Sunday, 30. Might dip down to a cool 26 degrees on Monday, perhaps. Overnight lows, again, are in the high teens. Going as high as actually 21 on Thursday night. And not a lot of rain in the forecast until we get into maybe Saturday and Sunday in the evening with some chances of showers. But those are only 30% chance. So hard to say. Make of that what you will when it's 30%. It almost seems like it just doesn't happen. Sunrise is at about 5:30 in the morning. Sunset is still holding at around 9:30 at night.
With
this heat, make sure to get lots of water. Try to stay out of the sun as much as you can. Take those breaks, especially, as always, anyone listening now who's working outside, if you can, get those breaks in. I believe it's mandatory under the Employment Act. You need to take regular breaks. You know, get some shade, get into some AC when you can. Averages and extremes for this day. The average high on this day, 25 degrees. So we're quite a bit above average. Average low is 13 degrees. Highest temperature ever recorded. That would be 33 degrees, almost 34 in 1980. And lowest temperature ever recorded was in 1968 with 3 degrees. 3 degrees for like early July. That's bizarre. Greatest precipitation ever recorded on this day, at least as far as the records are showing, 21 millimeters in 1943. So, actually a little bit above average today. A little bit above average. So it's going to be a hot week. So, you know, get that sunscreen, make sure you get a lot of water. But still, enjoy those beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine all along the way. We'll be getting a lot of it this upcoming week. And perhaps more into July. It also means that for anyone going to Folk Fest, you know, please plan accordingly. Get lots of fluids, shade as much as you can, do the best you can there. I'm not partaking. I went to Folk Fest 1 year, turned into a little bit of a schmozzle, a little bit of a disaster. And generally, it's just not really my scene or my thing, I think, in terms of big festivals. I think that time in my life has passed me by. And, you know, some people have said it for Killer Mike or other things. I know there's some world music happening and perhaps some gospel. I think some friends are checking out. Good for them. I wish you all well. Not personally my thing, which I think if you've been tuning in fairly regularly to the show would probably guess that not much of a Folk Fest guy. But I know for a lot of people that it's a major highlight of your summers. And so wishing you all the best and stay safe out there. Be careful. We don't need any heat related injuries and or death. Please keep your heads on straight there. Let's get into some music now, a little bit of a, then after this, we'll get into the events listings, that'll be non-Folk Fest related. Cause I'm sure lots of other shows on the station will be doing their Folk Fest, previews as they usually do. So I won't be listening to any of that. It's probably too long to read off anyway. The other stuff for anyone not going around Folk Fest this weekend. So we're going to get back to a band that I've been playing that I want to slowly kind of get through their discography. Tricky Woo, yes, the Montreal-based rock and roll band from the 90s and early 2000s, a little bit ahead of their time. This is their first record, Rock and Roll Music Part 1, released in, I believe it was 1996 this record was released. So a little bit ahead of the time of the garage rock revival of the early 2000s. And then by the time the garage rock revival was in place, they had already moved on in their sound. So kind of a band that maybe time had left behind a little bit, but we're reviving it here on Radio Free Winnipeg. We're going to hear the last three tracks off of this Rock and Roll Music Part 1. Wholesale, Dwayne Eddy, and 1617. Here's a set of Tricky Woo right now on Radio Free Winnipeg. You're on CKW 95.9 FM.
Move. All one, two, three, and five. 16. A baby comes home from school and they're rock and roller. She likes to play on my guitar. And they're rock and roller. You said you were 17. I know you're only 16. Nah, baby, I don't care. I pick you up at 5. My new rock and roller. Gates of a hell are coming at me. My new rock and roller. You said you were 17. I know you're only 16. Oh baby, I don't care.
Johnson from SSG Enterprises, and I'd like to congratulate you on making an investment in your listening enjoyment. The boys from Tricky Woo have been working really hard on their sound sculptures, and capturing the excitement they generate live can be a grueling task. But as you can see, we've packed in all the fun times and seems to just emanate from these guys. I know there's a lot of rock combos out there these days.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy
means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard three tracks, the ending tracks from Tricky Woo, Montreal-based band, off their first record, Rock and Roll Music Part 1. You heard 1617, Dwayne Eddy, and Wholesale. Of course, there's a little bit there at the end. The now totally forgotten secret track that would always appear on records. I cut it off because I have no idea exactly where that was going to go, and so just being cautious, I was like, let's just cut this off and maybe listen to it later. I don't know if you youngins remember such things, but yeah, there used to be secret tracks on records. It was, I mean, I guess it maybe started with the Beatles in some way where, you know, at the end of the record, there would be like this little secret thing that wasn't actually listed. You'd have to keep on playing the record. Or fast-forwarding it, if it was like a CD or something, to get to it. It was quite a common occurrence. The secret tracks appeared on so many... Endless Nameless by Nirvana is, of course, a very famous sort of one, but there are many others. Things that we just lost with streaming, the secret track. The other thing I believe that... was sort of a 90s sort of thing. It was very common on a lot of hip-hop records and rap records, which was the skits, the comedy skits, which is just as well that hasn't continued, because usually you'd hear these things once and it's kind of funny, and then it's definitely skippable material as you go back and listen to those records. But yeah, the secret track, that would be, perhaps that's a theme show, secret tracks. It's one of those things that we lost that the kids these days just don't know about. In my day, we used to have to listen till another 10 minutes after the record was done to hear the whole record. These kids these days don't know what it's like. Blah, blah, blah. Unless there still are secret tracks, but it just becomes a track. I guess with streaming, it just totally negates the whole point of that. That's one thing I never thought I would see go away. Never in a million years did I have that concept of that. But you don't know what you don't know, correct? Yeah. Let's get into some of the things that are happening in and around Winnipeg today. That's this week. That's not Folkfest related. As always, our great friends at Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street, in the heart of the Exchange District, do their Trash Cult Tuesdays. And this is for this month. It is Day of the Beast and Perdita Durango. And Day of the Beast sounds like it's a Spanish film, where a rogue priest discovers the exact date the Antichrist will be born and enlists a death metal record store clerk and a cheesy TV psychic to prevent the apocalypse. Sounds like fun. And then Perdita Durango is off the chain semi-sequel to Wild at Heart. Stars, among others, Javier Bardem and James Gandolfini in the wildest movie of their respective careers. Both are playing at the Winnipeg Cinematheque this Tuesday. Usually it's a double bill, so one film will be on at 7, the other at 9:30. So do check that out. This Perdita Durango sounds fascinating to me, mostly just because a while back I watched for the first time Sopranos, and I'm now a pretty big Gandolfini fan, and I'm interested to see what his role in this film, and it just sounds fascinating to me. Yeah, so there you have it. And I think that they're actually closed for a week or so. Or is that for Fringe? No, pardon my... I actually don't know that. It's hard to find it here in the... in the theater thing here, what's listed. But anyways, it's this Tuesday, and then also playing again on July 30th at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. And just also our great friends over at... another what great friends in our constellation of music and culture and counterculture here in the city. Into the Music, 245 McDermott Avenue. They are doing their in-store record Friday record shows But there's a special one coming up this week. Actually, it's July 17th, this Wednesday, at 1 p.m., Boy Golden will be doing an acoustic set, the celebration of his new record, For Eden. That's a free all-ages show, Boy Golden, at Into the Music. That'll be something not to be missed. But say that you could see Boy Golden basically for free at Into the Music. That's, again, that's July 17th at 1 p.m. And our friends at West End Cultural Center right now, it's a little quiet, but next week, July 17th, they are starting their Musical Notes and Lunch Totes series, which is a free concert series at Saigon Park, which is just at 586 Ellis Avenue. That's just west of the northwest of the U of W here. And so it's a concert series that goes into August every Wednesday at noon. So do make sure to check that out. That's brought to you by the West End Cultural Center and the West End Biz. Go down Ellis or Sargent and find yourself some lunch, and then sit on down, plunk yourself down at Saigon Park there starting next week, July 17th. Times Change High and Lonesome Club in the Blue Note Park will be closed for Folk Fest starting at the 11th and not opening back until the 17th. But they do have a show also July 10th, 8 p.m. Blue Note Park, field guide Chris Ulrich and a special guest surprise headliner. That's July the 10th. So that's kind of like your Folk Fest opener down at the Blue Note Park. And then heading out for Folk Fest, I suppose. And then also of note, July 17th at the Blue Note Park, Block Parents plus Clara Therese and the Lockdown will be playing July 17th. That sounds like a great show.
Macho Man Randy.
Oops.
Nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Keep on.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
There we go. I keep on hitting the wrong thing. Yeah, so the Times Change High and Lonesome. July 10th. Field guy Chris Ulrich and a special guest surprise headliner. That's at Blue Note Park, and then they will be closed for a while for Folk Fest. Also at the Park Theater, Keeping Metal Alive here in the city. Cell Shattering the Rapture of the Primordial Abyss release. Sounds like a metal record, metal show to me. So that's happening July the 12th, this Friday. And yeah, and then just down the street there at Park Alleys on July the 13th, Little Myth with Sophie Stevens is playing. It's at 9 p.m. So there's a lot of options here for everyone, for your non-Folk Fest folks, to get out there and check out some music and events in and around our city. Right, let's get back into another little set, and then we can get to the mandatory heavy here on Radio Free Winnipeg. More from local bassist, composer, singer Devin Gillingham. I believe he'll be coming up with a newer record in a little bit, but this is off of his most recent one, Maplewood. Here are two tracks, the title track, Maplewood, and Hit Well Your Mark. This is Devin Gillingham, and you're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM.
And I ran along. What kind of you?
so we found our way back. Just lie down, thinking we should pretend that this is where we are. We're just waiting on the street.
Never.